Today, March 8th, is the feast day of a very interesting and wonderful saint, not a very well-known saint. His name is Saint John of God, and he was a very radical person. He was a man of extremes. He had a very interesting life. He was born and raised in Portugal, but then he joined the army and became a Spanish soldier, and he worked along with Charles V, and he helped to fight against the Turks during the siege of Vienna. And then during all this time, he had given up his Catholic faith. He had rejected his faith. He lived a very pagan, hedonistic life. He had a scandalous reputation. He had turned away from God and had lived this life until his conversion at the age of 40. So again, he's a patron saint of people that come to God a little bit later in life. He's almost like a Saint Augustine, who lived an immoral life. Augustine lived his immoral life for about 33 years, and he was converted, Saint John of God, for 40 years. So he left the military at the age of 40 and went back, went to the mountains of Spain and became a shepherd. And during his time out taking care of the sheep, he began to think about his life. And this is when he had this radical conversion. And so he figured what he would do was that he would go to Muslim North Africa and try to free the Christian slaves, and that way he could be martyred and go straight to heaven. Because that was his goal. This is how radical he was. He was a man of great extremes. So he had planned to go die as a martyr. Well, fortunately, his confessor tried to temper that and said, no, don't go and do that. You know, God does not want you to put yourself into that kind of a situation. And so instead, he convinced him to stay around Granada, Spain, and he established a religious bookstore. So he began running this bookstore. So he did this for a little while, but then a preacher came to town. And his name was Saint John of Avila. And he was such a wonderful preacher, and he really fired up the crowds. And John heard this preaching of this great saint who came by. And so he began to really be even more converted. He began going out into the public square and scourging himself and beating himself. Again, he was very radical. He began to tear his hair out and beat himself. And because of this, he was committed to a mental asylum. Okay, so if people think you're crazy, you know, you're sometimes in good company, because here was a saint who was committed to the mental asylum, again, for such extremes. Well, somebody told the preacher about the effect that he had on this one man, and John of Avila felt very bad, so he went to visit him in the mental asylum and tried again to help him to understand that he didn't have to go around beating himself, scourging himself, that instead he should channel this desire into serving the poor. And that's what he did. He calmed down. He was able to get out of the mental institution, and he began working in Granada, taking care of the lepers, the lame, and the poor that were in the streets. So he would go around begging for money, and he would always carry a little tin cup, and he would go up to each person and say, "Do yourself a good turn, ladies and gentlemen. Do yourself a good turn." That was his quote, and people would give, you know, coins and pennies. And from there, he was able to establish a home for the sick and the dying, very much like Mother Teresa kind of work. And then he eventually established a hospital. And in this hospital, he knew that how he was treated in the mental asylum. He said he will always treat his patients with compassion, love, and care. Well, pretty soon complaints went back to the archbishop, because most of his patients in the hospital were alcoholics, they were prostitutes, immoral men and women, homeless men. And so the archbishop called him in and said, "Is this true?" And he said, "I know of no bad person in my hospital except myself." says, I'm not even worthy to eat the bread of the poor. Well, the bishop realized how holy this man was, and he said, you are John of God. See, nobody ever knew his last name, so this is where he got his name, from his great humility. The bishop said, you are John of God. So the bishop gave him the blessing. He continued to do this work. And how he died most likely of pneumonia, because when he was 55 years old, he was walking by a river, and he heard a man that was drowning, crying out for help. And John jumped into the freezing water and pulled this man out. And pretty soon he contracted this illness, and he died a few weeks after that. So most likely it was something like pneumonia that he died of at the young age of 55. As they were taking care of him on his deathbed, everybody had left the room for a few moments, and when they came back, he was out of the bed, kneeling on the floor in front of the crucifix, and that's where they found him having passed away. So I think what we can learn from him is his incredible humility. The one thing he knew was his nothingness. He knew that he was nothing, and yet, because he realized that, God used him so beautifully. Again, he was a man of extremes, very radical, but once he channeled his energy to the right direction, he was able to become the patron saint of all nurses, along with St. Camillus de Lellis, and he is the patron saint of hospitals and taking care of the sick. So he's canonized in 1690 and declared patron saint of nurses and the sick in 1930. So again, what a unique saint. That's one of the beauties of our Catholic faith, is we have so many obviously well-known saints, but then we have countless lesser-known saints whose lives are just as interesting and just as fascinating as St. John of God. So we ask St. John of God, pray for us.